Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everybody. This is Eric Nam here, and I'm here to talk to you about mindset. Now, you know about mindset. I'm sure you know. And if you don't, I'm going to tell you what it is right now. Mindset is a platform that has incredible collections of stories and life experiences. The good, the bad, the ugly, the angry, the happy, the sad, the everything. Whatever you feel, there are stories and experiences on this platform that speak to you and how artists have felt about it, our life stories and the things that we feel. So there is a brand new mindset collection, and I want you to listen to this, and I hope it makes you feel something really, really good or feel encouraged or feel some sort of way. So here's a clip. Take a listen.
And I'm going to tell you guys about my stay at the residential long-term treatment center in the next episode. But before I go into that, I just want to say to anyone that has thoughts of hurting yourself, please, please, please seek help. Nothing is worth ending your life. I wish that I could take that back. Nothing is worth that. And I know how it feels, and I know how it feels to feel like everything is ending, but it is not the end. And if you can't find other people that you can connect with, just know that I am here, I love you, and I care about you. And I can't talk to you in person, but I can talk to you through this microphone. And I can also talk to you through my music. So you got me.
Now, if you don't know what mindset is a platform with some incredible collections of stories and life experiences and boosters, things that are going to make you feel good, make you feel heard, make you feel seen, and just relate to you in so many different ways. So Mindset, you can get it for free on your app store, or you can go to Get Mindset, GetMindset.com. And you can start listening for free, absolutely free, free to download, free to start listening. So many artists, so many celebrities, so many incredible stories that you are going to absolutely love. So go check it out, GetMindset.com. And now let's get on with the show.
It's the Tebak Show.
Here we go.
Woo!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tebak Show. I'm your host, Eric Nam, and you are joining us for another life-changing, really enthralling, impactful episode of a podcast. You know, technically, I feel like we should be charging you for this, but we're so nice that this is free. This is just from the goodness of our hearts.
Yes.
But all joking aside, thank you for joining us. Thanks for coming back to the Tebak Show. Today, we are joined by two incredibly talented young men of the six-member group of P1 Harmony. And we're going to talk about a lot of things. And they were just telling me that they're very nervous. So, but I told them it's okay because everybody here at the Tebak Show, we're nice.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I think so far, so good. So far, so nice.
So, without further ado, please welcome Kiho and Jung from P1 Harmony.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tour set
plus everything. Hello, we are P1 Harmony.
Kiho and Jung from P1 Harmony.
You want to say hi individually real quick?
Sure,
just
yeah.
Introduce okay. yourselves.
Hi, guys. My name is Kiho from P1 Harmony. I'm the leader and the vocalist and… whatever else you want me to be.
All right.
Hi, guys. This is Siyoung. I sing, rap, dance. And yeah, thank you for having me. Yeah. Let's have fun today.
Awesome. So thanks for coming.
No, thank you for having us.
Of course. So many questions. So many questions because first of all, both of you speak like perfect English. I know Chung's gonna be like, no, I'm not that great, but I've heard you speak. You're pretty good. Your pronunciation is great.
Wow.
And I had no idea that you did not live abroad or anything. So
yeah.
I guess let's start with Kiho. Like, tell us about yourself. Where are you from? I know you're from Toronto.
Right.
Born and raised?
Born and raised. All my life.
All your life. And when and how did you get to Korea?
Oh God, it's a really funny story actually. I had no, you know, plans in my life to become like a K-pop star.
Yeah.
You know, I was just chilling. I always liked singing. I went to an art school and my teacher was like, dude, there's like a company that's doing an audition here. Like just try it out for just experience. Because yeah. I wanted to, you know, audition for a university. For an art school, right? Okay, university. Okay. So like just for experience, just go and try. And I went and then they liked me and then I just ended up coming. It was like really weird. Like it was like really fast and like I never expected it to happen this quickly. But you know, life hits you fast and crazy. Yeah. It was like 2018, I think. I decided
to come.
Okay,
so about 3 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Maybe 2017. I'm not sure. But around that time, I decided to just come to Korea.
That's awesome. Were your parents all about it? Were they supportive? Were they like, no, what are you doing? This is crazy.
Actually, it was kind of surprising how supportive my mom was.
Really?
Because she's a musician herself too. Oh, okay. So she did like piano and she like does a lot of instruments. She sings and stuff like that. And so she was just like, yeah, just screw school. Like, you know, you're going to be a singer and I know you can do it. So just go.
Oh,
just
wow.
Take responsibility for your actions and yeah. Don't ever say you're going to give up because I trust you. And then she sent me. I was like,
nice.
Bye, mama.
That's so nice. That's great.
Yeah, I know. She really supported me.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Do you have any siblings?
I have a sister and a younger brother.
Okay. So you're the middle.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Middle child. Are they still in school, I guess? Or?
My sister is in university.
Uh-huh.
My little brother's in high school. So.
Okay. All right. Cool. Well, that's great to know. Okay.
Thank
now,
you.
Now next we got to ask Chung.
Mm-hmm.
Why is your English so good?
I ask the same question every day.
Explain this to me.
I don't think I'm good at speaking English, but… I studied hard just for having a good score. Having a good score in high school.
How did you… Where are you from? Where in Korea are you from?
Oh, Korea. From in Seoul? Korea. I'm from Anyang in Korea.
Okay. You're from Anyang.
Yeah, Anyang. Mm-hmm.
And from the city of Anyang, there's little Chung who's studying English really hard for a good score. And then he becomes an idol. Who
wow.
also yeah. speaks really good English. Okay, how did you study English? What did you watch? What were your tricks? Did you watch a lot of movies? Did you watch a lot of dramas, music?
Oh,
what did you do?
I just start… My mom made me to study English when I was really young. Maybe 7
uh-huh.
or 8.
Okay.
So I went an academy.
Okay.
And yeah, studied hard.
Okay.
And I used to call with an foreign teacher in English. And every single day.
Oh, okay.
There was a certain time.
You would have like a phone call
yeah,
to like practice
PM.
Speaking.
Hey, Paul. Kind of Kevin. No. Blah,
thanks,
blah.
Paul and Evan. yeah, really appreciate
shout
it.
Shout out to Paul and Evan.
Yeah, no, shout out to Paul and Evan.
Right.
If at any point you want to go into Korean, feel free to go into Korean, by the way.
Wow, thank you.
Not that I think you need to, but if you would like. But I guess your mom and your parents and everybody, like, were they very supportive of you becoming an idol? How did you become a member of P1 Harmony?
Oh, I went on a class trip when I was in a freshman year in high school.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I had an opportunity to perform in front of the school,
uh-huh.
whole school students.
Uh-huh.
And even though they didn't know me, I didn't know them. It was first time we met. But everyone was so hyped
mm-hmm.
for yeah by our performances,
uh-huh.
and I felt a rush. I felt so excited.
Yeah.
Then yeah, that was a moment that made me realize that this is what I wanted to do for the like rest of my life.
Wow.
And so yeah, okay. I decided.
Do you remember what song you sang or performed or you danced to? What was the performance?
I rapped.
You rapped.
Rapped and sing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Was it like Eminem 8 Mile? Like, sorry.
No, not that hard rap. It was a mellow,
uh-huh.
loving song, love song, rap.
Okay.
What was it?
You know, 내가 아는 사람 얘기.
아는 사람 얘기.
아는 사람 얘기.
Oh, whose song is that?
아는 사람 얘기해줄게.
Right. Who is that?
바이산이.
맞아, 맞아, 맞아.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Alrighty.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, okay, so you guys just debuted. It's, what, 1 year anniversary very recently?
Very soon. Yeah.
Very
soon. On the
28th. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Left. Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh.
We made it out 1 year.
I know. That's wild. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, when we first met, it was a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. We were at the same event. And you guys had told me that that was the first time you ever performed in front of a live audience.
Yeah. Like, technically, like, that close and personal.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to me. Because, but then I'm like, oh, right. You guys debuted during the pandemic.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You probably haven't met your fans in person very much. Yeah. Probably… had not performed outside of just like 음악 방송 music show program.
Mm-hmm.
What was that performance like? Were you guys nervous? What did it feel like? It wasn't a big crowd.
It wasn't.
But still, it's your first performance. What was that like?
God, honestly, it was more nerve-wracking because like you hyped us up so long. You're like, P1 all the way from South Korea, amazing K-pop. And we're like… wait a minute, we're going up now? Like, are we going? And like, it was, we were just like giving like, we're like, everyone's like, kind of like, I don't know, we were very nervous to say that.
I didn't even know that was our turn.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're going.
We thought you were going to go before us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And so then they were like, K-pop group, P1 Harmony. And we're like, wait, us? We gotta go? And so we just kind of went up on stage and they're like, go and speak. And like, we're like, oh, hello.
Oh my gosh.
It was kind of very hectic. Definitely super fun. And like, the audience was so amazing. They're so kind. And
Just being able
to hear them cheer us on and like just, you know. And I'm sure that it was their first time hearing about us too. You know?
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was just a rush that we really wanted to feel before we even debuted. Now we got to finally slowly start feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like… this is why.
Right.
Yeah.
This is the reason.
Right.
I became a singer.
Like, right. I think that's a hard thing. Like, I'm sure you guys have done a lot of live streams. You've done a lot of like streaming concerts. But like, for me, it's always awkward because I feel like I'm just talking to a camera.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
And even if you put in fake like audience noises, it's just like it makes it even more weird for me.
Uh-huh,
so I'm so glad that you guys are. We're all getting back to performing.
Right.
In front
Right.
But okay, you've been in LA for quite some time. You've been in the States for almost a month now, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about a month now.
About a month now.
Yeah.
What have you guys been up to? What have you guys been doing? Clearly, you're doing something.
Right.
You're probably preparing something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say anything. But you know, the writing's on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. What have you guys been up to? What's been really cool about this trip for you guys?
Oh.
Or if you can't share what you've been up to, like what have you? Is this your first time in LA or in the States?
States.
Okay,
first time.
And then this is your second time
in LA. Yeah.
Okay, second time in LA, and you'd been to New York before.
Yes.
Right. Okay. What has LA and New York been like for you guys? What's been really cool? What's been really fun?
Mare.
Well, I really like the vibe.
The vibe.
Buildings are not that high,
right?
So I can see the sky more clearly. I feel really free, or some chill.
Uh-huh.
Birds are flying.
Right. Outside our window, we have some birds flying.
Yeah. Then I really like the palm trees. They're so tall.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Like,
do you like New York better or LA better?
Ooh, that's a hard question.
I really like both of them.
You don't have to be diplomatic in this. Be very honest.
Be honest. I think I like LA more.
Oh, okay. A little more chill.
A little more chill.
No, but I think all our members say that. And I think it's because like LA's such a different vibe from Korea.
Right.
Like it's completely different.
Right.
But New York, like city life and like Seoul city life, you can kind of see similarities there.
Yeah,
but like here it's just like completely different. So I feel like,
Yes.
It's always sunny. Oh,
Almost.
Yeah.
Almost always sunny.
Yeah, the food's great.
Yeah.
The people great.
Do you have a preference? between New York and LA?
God, you know, I kind of like New York. Yeah. I do like LA too, but like I really like New York because it reminds me of Toronto, like my hometown.
Yeah, right.
So I kind of felt like, oh, I'm kind of back at home and like just, you know, being in the city.
Yeah.
You know, and stuff like that. So yeah.
Did you know that Dive Studios has a Discord server? Join now and meet new friends, submit questions to the podcast. You can talk to the Dive members, including myself, and get exclusive access to events and giveaways. So go to bit.ly/joindivediscord to join. We'll be waiting.
So this is your first trip that you guys have taken as a group outside of Korea. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you guys are still so fresh and young and so much promise and hope and optimism. And I love it. What has it been like as a group, I guess, as a leader to see, to go through these things together? And to travel and to, I assume you're doing interviews, you're doing radio shows, you're doing performances.
Right.
It has to be a big rush of emotion. Mm. What has it been like for you guys? How are you processing it?
Mm. I think it's, we're just kind of like taking it step by step. You know, I don't really know what to feel. Yeah. I don't really know how I'm supposed to take it in, but I'm doing it at least. Yeah. And like, I never thought that we'd be able to come out abroad this quickly too, considering the situation and like be able to promote and like be able to see you in real life and being able to actually be in, you know, studios and sets and see journalists and in real life and not on Zoom and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's really like, it's just a really big moment for us to take in. I'm still not taking it in really. I feel like once I go back to Korea and I like sit down in my own bed and I like just lay down, I'm like, whoa. Like that was a trip.
You know,
like
what happened? What happened
was very, you know, it's a mouthful really. Mm. But yeah, I think we're just enjoying it while we can.
Yeah. So,
living in the present.
Yeah. That's awesome. Okay. So let's talk about this. I mean, for a lot of people, you guys are fairly new. So a lot of people may not know about P1 Harmony in general.
Right.
So can you tell our listeners, what does P1 Harmony mean? And given the global state of K-pop and how massive it has become, what do you think you guys are really good at that makes you guys stand out?
First, what P1 Harmony means. You know, it's crazy because I know how to say it in Korean, but it's hard to translate it into English, but I'm going to try my best.
Okay.
So P1 Harmony means like, it's short for plus one harmony.
Okay.
And it just means our team plus in any, like just any variable, any factor. So it can be music, our fans, or a different artist, or anything really, equals various harmonies. So an unlimited amount of harmonies that we can make with our team. And so, that's what pretty much P1 Harmony means. And we're just trying to make as much colors and as much harmonies and as much different, you know, music and art, you know, as we can as a team.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's what pretty much P1 Harmony means. Thank you, Haejangnim. And yeah. And what stands out, I think he can answer that.
Oh.
If you can, I can.
What we're good at.
Yeah, like why do we stand out?
After we came here, I felt, oh, really, we're like really good at doing performance.
Ooh.
We were so hyped and we got, oh, we have energy. I felt like that.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Confidence,
energy, charisma on stage.
Energy,
that's great. That's also very, very important. Mm-hmm. So how long did you guys train together as a group before you debuted?
Oh, God. It's different from like for all of us. Like I came… Trainee-wise, it's all different. But I feel like as a team, as the six of us come together, it's probably been a year before we debuted.
A year.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So we pretty trained together for a year and then we debuted. And then from there till now.
Yeah.
Cool. And then you guys are at FNC. Obviously, FNC has a ton of sambaes.
Right.
A lot of sambaes.
Yeah.
Anybody in particular that you guys are really close to or that give you a lot of advice or look after you guys at all?
Oh.
I have one.
Who's
I have one actually.
Yeah.
SF9 Youngbin-hyung. Youngbin-hyung. He told me… Because he's a leader of SF9 as well.
Okay.
He kind of came to me and he was like… You know, don't take… Because you're a leader, like don't take things too seriously. Yeah. And like don't like step up and like try to like… Like I'm the leader, you know. Because like people… I had a lot of trouble with that as well. So he said, you know, just relax and just be youthful and just be yourself. Because I'm very just like… And like he didn't want me to lose that youthfulness and that innocence. And so he's like, yeah, just keep that and just don't try to like… You know…
you know, try to compromise to other people and like, you know, act a certain way because you feel like you're the leader and stuff like that. Just take it easy. Like, it's not that serious.
Okay.
And I was like, wow.
That's some good advice.
Thank you. Yeah.
Because I feel like that is true. That you have to enjoy what you're doing.
Exactly.
You do it.
No, yeah.
And I think you enjoying it at your core is probably the best example that a leader can can create. Can't speak English.
No, me too right now. It's like… speaking so much Korean.
Oh man. Jungshin-yo.
For me… I… You know, I'm a loner by CN Blue. Waetoria.
Oh yeah.
The debut song by CN Blue.
Yeah.
That was one of my favorite songs to sing.
Oh really?
When I go to karaoke with my family.
Uh-huh.
I always get some money by… emo aunts or cousins for
for performing that,
performing
at a karaoke.
I'm a little nerd.
I did that for free. What the hell?
You should have charged them. Invoice
them
now.
I should have.
Yeah.
God.
Then when I met Yonghwa 선배님 from CN Blue, I told him, yeah, that was my favorite song. Then he said, don't lie. You're lying, man. You don't have to lie. You don't have to…
You don't have to make it up.
Yeah, make it up. Then… it was real. And then, yeah. Then he gave me a lot of advices for singing. And yeah, he was really good for me. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. So now, great. I think the only time I see Yonghwa 선배님 is at the gym.
Really?
Yeah. Well, all three of them. I feel like they all work out a lot.
Oh, wow. Do they? Yeah. We don't know where they work out.
In Korea, we go to the same gym and they're always just jacked. And I'm like… I'm so small.
Oh, really? We didn't know that. Wow.
But great guys, great guys. Speaking of like songs that you sang when you grew up, were there certain artists or musicians or rappers or performers that you guys really looked up to, really tried to emulate or learn from growing up?
My mom used to always play Neo.
Ooh.
Yes. And Rihanna for some reason.
Like, your mom was like a cool…
I know.
Like, cool mom.
Yeah, no. Yeah. She used to play like Neo and Rihanna all the time. Like on the in the car. And she like played like Mariah Carey. Like just like the classics.
So like R&B.
Yeah, R&B classics. So I was very deep rooted in R&B. My mom also played a lot of piano. So like she played a lot of jazz piano.
Yeah.
So love jazz.
Okay.
Love R&B. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even now like I love listening to those kind of artists. And like…
what… I mean of those people like was there a song… I have particular like Neo songs that I would… or Alicia Keys songs. Or
Alicia John Keys. Legend
songs that I would always practice.
Right. Yes.
What was your go-to song?
Actually, literally my first… when I first came to… I know it's so cliche to say this song. But like when I first came to Korea and my first word pyeong…
So your monthly evaluation.
Exactly. Monthly evaluation song was So Sick by Neo.
Okay.
And it's so cliche because like everyone knows that song. But like… yeah, that was like my go-to song. Like at the karaoke, like everywhere.
Right. Yeah.
And also If I Ain't Got You by Alicia Keys.
Oh,
sorry, all the cliche songs.
It's
but,
all good. I mean, they were like the biggest songs in the world.
But like those are my go-to karaoke songs. You know, love those songs.
So good. Yeah. So good. I mean, I like anytime I even think of those songs, I'm like… I'm so sick of… it's just immediately. I'm like, oh God, why am I singing this? It's just like, you know…
it just comes out.
It's just in our DNA.
Exactly. It's like imprinted in our brain.
Exactly.
You just have to sing it.
Right.
If I Ain't Got You, So Sick, of course. Chiyoung, how about you?
I was really into CN Blue. as I said.
So yeah.
He's not lying. Victoria.
So really big CN Blue fan.
And and also… 낭만 고양이 by Cherry Porter.
Ah,
you know.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a go-to song.
So
me.
Being such a big CN Blue fan, when you… did you always want to go to FNC? Or was it just… it just kind of happened that way?
It was just happened.
It just happened.
Yeah, I didn't expect it. I didn't.
So when they said, hey, Jiyoung, we want you to join FNC, what was your reaction?
I was like… I got a call and you're like, you can come to our company. Then I said, I'll do my best. I'll do my best. I just say, I'll do my best. I'll do
be
my
there.
Best.
Whoa. I'll be there. I'll
very
do my
passionate
best.
Passionate dude.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I remember.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
This episode of the Devbox Show is brought to you in part by our sponsor, BetterHelp. Now, ask yourself, what is stopping you preventing you from achieving your goals? What is stopping you from being happy, completely happy? There may be so many different reasons. I know I have my personal reasons of things that I want to improve on or things that I'm processing in my life, but that's why we should talk to professional counselors that can help us identify and walk us through whatever it is that we may be going through. We all go through things, right? Now, BetterHelp is a platform that connects you with a professional licensed therapist or counselor that can walk you through anything. Depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping issues, trauma, self-esteem, whatever it is, there is a counselor for you. Plus, everything that you do is completely confidential. It is online, so it is convenient. And it is like, you don't have to go anywhere. You could do this from anywhere. How great is that? So I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/kpop. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/kpop. Now back to our show.
Speaking of artists, other artists, like if you could pick one artist to do a collaboration with, wow, like a dream collab, anybody in the world, who would it be?
Ooh.
Anybody.
Man. Anybody in the world? Eric Nam.
Stop it.
Eric Nam.
I'm easy, man.
But God, a lot. Like I love listening to Ariana Grande growing up too. So like, I feel like Ariana Grande would be, I don't know how it would sound like in any way, shape or form, yeah, but like really please cool. Hit us up, you know,
yeah.
Which Ariana, cameras I have to look at.
Ariana, where, yeah, yeah, send a message to Ariana. Yeah. Hit us up.
Ariana, we love you. I went to your first concert in Toronto.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So I'm a day one.
Day one.
No, but yeah, Ariana Grande, maybe like I really want to like maybe not like collaborate, but like maybe if they like wrote a song for us, mm, like maybe like…
awesome.
Like Frank Ocean.
Ooh.
Or like SZA.
Ooh.
We love SZA.
Okay, we're going for the heavy hitters.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but hey, that's the question. Anybody in the world.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Do you have anybody?
Of course, I'd like to say Justin Bieber. Mm. I'm really into Justin Bieber's song.
Yeah.
And who was it? Victoria Monet.
Oh, Victoria Monet.
Yeah, Victoria Monet.
Victoria Monet.
Yes. Yeah. We right. love Victoria Monet.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, well, if y'all are watching… There you go. We have it here. Call us and we'll call
Yeah,
them.
We don't know where it's
we'll
point.
We'll play middle
yeah.
for you. Let's see. I mean, you guys have… You know, now that you guys have been promoting for a year… I mean, it's been a little weird because of COVID. And so you can't…
Mm-hmm.
If it was not COVID… Even like… Taegishu in like… I guess it's been off and on. Like 음악 방송.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If you go to 음악 방송… You tend to see a lot of 선배, 후배, whoever.
Right, right yeah.
Kind of thing.
Right.
But I think with COVID, they've kind of like separated as much as possible, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But even with that, is there anybody that you met or anybody you ran into at 음악 방송 or like during your schedule, you're like, wow, like I'm so excited to meet you. Like this is really cool.
Mm.
Like anybody like that. So have you been starstruck yet?
Starstruck yet. I think… Because you're right. Because it's like so like separated.
Yeah.
And unless like on the cue sheet, you guys are like remotely
right next
a little
to each
close.
Other, you're not,
you're not like… You yeah. barely see those
so people. So there may not be, but I was just curious.
Curious?
Yeah.
But I feel like there's people I got starstruck when I came to like America.
Mm.
Like
Ooh, who'd you
I
see?
We went to the Teen Vogue like 18th birthday party in New York.
Okay, okay.
And there was Anna Wintour there.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah. Anna Wintour and Chloe Bailey from Chloe and Halle.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, we saw those two at the party and I was like, Anna Wintour. And she was like, everything I met, she had like that clean cut bob.
Yeah,
and
yeah, like, yeah.
She wasn't wearing the sunglasses though. So,
oh, okay.
But like, she had the bob and like, she had like this gold chain and like mm-hmm. this one piece dress. And I was like, whoa.
She's, it's her.
Yeah. And she was like, I would like to thank Team Vogue, you know, for having such a strong run. And I was like, yes. Yes.
He was so excited. Like, that's
so cool.
She was like,
so
please
cool.
invite us to the Met. Like, hello. But then she said her little speech and she disappeared.
Right.
And that perfect bob was never to be seen again.
Well, just, you saw her. You can say yeah. you saw her.
I know.
Yeah.
I told my sister. My sister was like,
oh my God.
Anna Wintour. And it's great. My sister's name's Anna too. So she's
oh.
like, Anna? So but yeah. It was a very, very so starstruck cool. moment.
For All me. Right. Yeah. yeah. Very fair. Very mm-hmm. fair. Jiyoung right. 씨, 혹시 anyone for you?
저도… Me too.
Yeah.
I was starstruck. He said… Yeah. When we met
Chloe,
yeah, she was like so friendly.
Yeah,
she hugged him and like handshake and oh my god, I love you guys, love you guys. And I thought like she's a friend with him
because she was so friendly.
Yeah, she was so friendly. So
so cool.
Yeah, I didn't know it's a Chloe. So yeah, I was.
It was really dark in there.
Yeah, after meeting her, yeah. I knew
it's okay. It happens a lot. Yeah. There have been some since being in LA. I've been to a lot of parties and I was like, who is that? And they're like, oh, that man, like he's XYZ. I'm like, oh.
Right. Because it's dark, you can't see anything. The music's loud. For some reason, when the music's loud, like my sight just kind of like shuts off.
Well, also, it's like sensory overload.
Exactly.
Hi, who are you?
No, legit.
What's it? My name's Eric.
Yeah, you're like Aaron?
Eric. Derek? No.
No, legit. Yeah, it's like that. Right. Sensory overload. You start like not being able to see properly too.
Exactly.
Yeah. Your throat hurts too and everything.
It's very fair. Very fair. So you guys… I assume you guys are all living together as a group.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So what is it like living with you guys… with all six members?
Right.
And… I'm actually curious, what were your first impressions of each other?
Ooh. I always ask him, he says he never remembers, but I have a very distinct memory of him.
I don't remember.
It was my first time to the company. Yeah. I walked in, it was like another dude that was introduced me to these other people, and he was just sitting there and he had like this like bucket hat and he was just like looking like at this
cool
paper
guy.
And he was like kind of like this. He was like this. And I remember seeing him, I was like, whoa. This guy looks a little cool, you know? He's a little intimidating. And I don't know why. I love people who intimidate me.
Oh, okay.
You know, like… I feel like… I don't know. It's more fun that way. And like he seemed very intimidating and cool. So I was like, ooh. Okay. I need to be friends with this guy.
All right.
And he left a good impression. Because he was dressed nicely too.
What was the first thing you guys said to each other? Do you remember?
Hi. No, but it was very awkward. So we were like… 존댓말 are like… Oh,
yeah, 안녕하세요.
And I'm not good at Korean at this point, right? Like I'm kind of like iffy.
I wasn't good at English though.
Yeah, I was like, oh, 안녕하세요. And he's like, oh, 안녕하세요. Oh, 친구, 동갑.
2001년생 맞아. 한국 나이로.
And I didn't understand the concept of Korean and like American ages too. So I was like, I don't know how old I was then, but I was probably saying like a different age too. Uh-huh. It's just like,
speaking of, so yeah, good question. Like when you moved to Korea, how was your Korean?
My Korean, dude, it was like I could only like 다녀왔습니다, like 잘 먹었습니다, and
like basic.
And I couldn't read or write either.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
yeah. He wasn't able to read or write.
And I don't know how I got so good so quickly.
I had no idea. Like your Korean's really good.
Thank you.
발음이 되게 좋지 않아요? Like his pronunciation is really good.
네네네.
어 진짜?
And vocabulary too.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I mean, and it's weird because I didn't like. No offense to my Korean teachers, but. You know, I didn't really like have a proper Korean lesson. Like my first Korean lesson, like all we did was just like just laugh. And like just talk about funny stuff and laugh in English. And so it was like not that helpful. Right. Second teacher was kind of like, I never did homework. I'm not like a good studier.
Call them out.
Sorry.
We're going to send this to your teachers.
No, but I love them.
Yeah.
I love them deep down. I just was not a studying person. So I was not really like a studier. So like they probably had a hard time because of me. But like I just kind of naturally started getting good. I just like spoke a lot.
Right.
Yeah. And I like adapted to the environment really quickly.
Any episodes of living in the dorm that are… I mean, six guys living in a dorm is not…
Smelly? Yeah.
It's probably a little stinky.
Yeah.
Messed.
A little bit of a mess.
Uh-huh.
Is there a particular member that's like the messiest?
Oh.
I think I'm up there. No. I'm gonna be honest. I'll take credit where it's due. But I think I'm kinda up there. I'm not gonna lie. Well, 나 좀 들었나?
아, 난
제일 정리 좀 못 하는 멤버가 누구예요?
아, 난 거 같은데. I think it's definitely… I'm going to just say it because like I know who it is.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
definitely me and Intak. And it doesn't help because the three of us are roommates. So he's just kind of in the middle.
Oh, so
like,
he's all Bursang-ae, otteokke?
Yeah. And he's like really clean. But I have to explain myself.
Yeah.
I have an explanation. You know, coming from all the way from Canada, like I had to bring everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, I had all these clothes. Like if they have winter clothes, they just leave it at like their home. And then like, they switch when it turns winter. And
right.
Or summer and blah, 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 blah. But like, I have to have like all my winter and my summer clothes like all in one place.
Right.
So like, I have like racks on racks on racks of clothes.
Oh, a lot.
Yeah. And so like I just throw like my clothes on the bed and like on the chair.
I'm the same way.
Yeah.
You know, there's always a mountain of clothes.
That's me too. Yeah. I can never show anybody my house.
Exactly.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. But I try my best because he really hated it at first.
Uh-huh.
He's used to it now. But like I try to… He kind of gives me 눈치. What's 눈치 in English?
Passive aggressive.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he I'll throw something.
But not
and, like,
in a mean way. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'll throw something on the bed and like I can kind of feel his like…
He's just staring at
you. He's kind of like…
He's like, how dare you?
Sorry. And then I'll go hang that up and… Yeah, that's how it was for a couple few months.
I got used to it.
No. Yeah, he's used to it.
너무 착하시다. He's too nice.
You know, one time, literally, I saw him folding my clothes for me because I didn't do it.
He's like, too nice.
I walked in the room and he was like folding my clothes and I'm like, stop, don't do it. Like, I'll do it. And he's like…
You're not going to do it.
I'll just do it for you. And I'm like, oh, well, I mean, thanks. Yes. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
What's that? If I join the Dive Studios community text, I get to send questions and suggestions to the Dive team and get updates on new announcements. I feel so loved. Go to bit.ly/divecommunity or text 310-564-1030 to join.
Okay, so we have a bunch of questions from fans, but let's see. This is from… Anti-Bilmantic asks, I just love how you guys add your own spin to your covers. What's the creative process like in selecting the songs and adding your unique color to it?
Ooh.
Yeah. How do you go about that?
We love that question. We love those questions because we did a cover of Good For You by Olivia Rodrigo recently. And like this was kind of the first cover where we actually took a lot of creative direction and creative control.
Yeah.
And so we actually literally made like a PowerPoint. Of like, you know, like we like showed it to our company people, our QA team, and we're like, so this is the mood board that we came up with, like the tone and mood and like the concept and the, you know, we want to be dressed like this. We want to like have this kind of background and this kind of like Paegyung background.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so like we made a PowerPoint and we chose, the six of us chose the song too.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, we had so much freedom and like that was the reason why I feel like we were able to have more fun with it.
Okay.
And like just kind of add our own color and like our rappers, they write their own raps. For the second verse, we just completely took out the melody and we just let them have fun with it.
That's
and they wrote their verses. Mm-hmm. And like, I feel like our fans really like that because it kind of like gives a little change to the
song. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it allows you guys to express things the way you want to.
Yeah, exactly. Really lyrically. Important. So
Are there other songs that you would want to do when you get the chance in terms of covers?
Sorry. Like I was translating. Like,
I know.
It's a habit.
It's a habit.
Yeah,
know,
it really is.
Right.
It's a habit. Yeah.
I don't have yet. But one of our members, Intak, always said he wants to do rock music.
Band rock music.
Rock.
All right.
Really hard rock.
Okay.
I think it'll be fun.
I feel like you have a lot of people in your company to help you with that.
Too. Oh, exactly.
You have a lot of…
What the hell? Why haven't we done that?
Plenty of people to help you
with
that.
Yeah, wait a minute.
No way. We have all the bands.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. In our company. A lot of the bands. Yeah. This is from Rahima. Says, question for Kiho. Do you ever miss Toronto? And if you came to Canada, where would you take your members?
Everywhere.
Yeah.
No, but I do miss Toronto. I miss my friends and family. I really miss Toronto. And if I were able to bring the six of us all together there, first I'd bring them to my house. First and foremost.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. But we moved. So.
I didn't know it.
No, because like I told them like we had a pool in our backyard and like a very nice like barbecue grill and like very nice house. But like it's because like back then we had so many people living in the house, but like now like no one's there.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah, like, your parents are like, why do we need a big house?
But I'd bring them to my house, regardless wherever it is, and then I'll probably bring them like there's this place called Distillery District in Toronto, which is like a very like old abandoned like beer distillery place, but like it's now like kind of like a museum and kind of a really pretty antique kind of district thing. And during Christmas, they have like this huge Christmas like festival thing with a huge tree and they play like jazz music, like Christmas jazz music, and it's like snowing and it's like I remember going and like. This is literally a movie.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
And yeah, okay. So I really like to take
movies. Well, that's where I'll be next time I go.
In December.
Yeah. Super cool. This is a very important question. This is from Kwam. Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
Oh.
I know.
Important.
Very important.
Seriously.
What do you think?
Easy. This is easy for me.
Okay. Okay.
We should answer at the same time.
Wait. One horse?
No. 100 horses, but their size of ducks. So small ducks.
우리만한 말 100마리.
네.
아니면… 말만한 크기의 오리 한 마리.
Right. So we'll just say one or two. Ready? One, two, three, two.
One.
What?
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be so overwhelming. Like a whole bunch of bugs. Like just like… Yeah. But like if it's like one big duck, like the duck's not gonna hurt me. Like it's just like… like just stomping. Like if I really wanted to beat it, I probably could.
You said the ducks in Toronto… Those are geese. Oh,
geese are scary. Geese are a different story.
Yeah, geese are mean.
Yeah, they're actually… Oh, they have really bad personalities.
Oh, yeah. Like,
they're just not nice people. Nice things.
They're not nice people. Yeah. Shady people.
Shady people.
Very sus.
We don't like geese.
We don't like geese.
Then I should change.
You're going to change? Okay,
yeah.
So one. All right. Yeah. I think one murder… versus 100 murders.
Exactly.
I'd go with one murder.
Oh.
Not that I like murder.
More morally correct too.
Let's see. Okay, this is from on Twitter. Psyduck ID 0218 asks, we are in spooky season because we are in October.
Right.
Could you tell us a ghost story or paranormal activity that you or the members may have experienced? Have you ever seen a ghost or like…
Yeah, you have? Of course.
Okay, there are…
Spill it.
Okay, we can do one from… We have a lot. But
right, we have a lot.
What do you mean you have a lot? You guys just like collecting ghosts or something?
No, like there's this famous FNC ghost.
Oh, yeah.
No, like, yeah. Not playing.
Everybody's saying.
The Nebu ghost.
Right.
Bro.
The Nebu ghost.
I'm never visiting.
Say. 니가 말해.
There is a hallway.
말하기 힘들면 한국말로 해야 돼. 왜냐면 이거 진짜… The details… We can't leave out the details.
Right.
It's scary.
Is it okay to say Korean?
Korean time.
그 복도가 있어요. 복도가 쭉 있고 끝에 저희가 연습하는 안무실이 있거든요. 근데 안무실에 가는 길에 이제 헬스장이 있고 헬스장 이제 길 오른쪽에 그 화장실 겸 샤워실이 있는데 거기로 들어가는 이렇게 또 작은 통로가 하나 있어요. 이렇게 어둡게 있는데 그래서 항상 저희가 새벽에 연습을 하러 가면 그 복도에 불이 다 꺼져 있거든요. 근데 거기서 봤어요 제가. 걸어가다가 항상 한 두 번 봤던 것 같아요. 하얀색 옷을 착 입고 여자가 이렇게 서 있거든요. 여기
Stop it.
가다 보면 앞에 안무실이 있고 여기 옆에 실루엣이 보여서 굉장히 많이 놀란 적이 있었거든요. 근데 거기서 항상 사람들이 봤다고 했었어요.
But I have something that connects because like… It's famous for… We call that ghost the Nebu ghost.
Uh-huh.
Nebu 안무실 ghost.
Uh-huh.
And so pretty much this one time we were having overnight… Like 새벽 연습, like overnight. It was like barely like 2-3 a.m.
Yeah.
And we were practicing in that like practice room.
Mm.
And like there was this move that we had to like move around in a circle, right? And I was the closest one to the door. And like the door has like two… There's like two doors. So you have to open two doors to get in.
Yeah.
But like the door on the outside has like kind of like this sheet that like makes you that you, so you can't see inside.
Right.
But near on the ground part, like the sheet, there's like a ripped part. So like if you crouch down, you can like look into the practice room.
Uh-huh, right.
And so if someone's like putting their hand against that window, you can see from the inside. So I was like just standing there, we're just talking, blah, 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 blah. And then I look down and like I see two handprints like up on the middle bottom part. And it's legit like… No one's at the company because it's like late, right? So the hands are there and I'm like, does someone want to use this like practice room or they're checking to see if anyone's inside? And then the hands just go away. And then I'm like, okay, I'm just going to open the door and see that. We just tell them that we're in here, right? And I open the door and there was no one. And the hallway's pretty long. So like if you wanted to leave, you had to… You know, unless she was like full on dashing and sprinting out of there. Like you would have to like walk a pretty… You know, a decent amount to like get to the stairwell or wait for the elevator.
Uh-huh.
So I was looking down, like there was no one there. And I was like, ooh, guys, do you remember? I was literally like, No one believed me. And then he saw the ghost there at the little corner near the washroom.
What did she like? Boo.
What?
Sorry.
It's like, no, but like legit, it was really scary. Like we have so much ghost stories.
Yeah, all right.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like ghosts. I don't like ghosts. Do you like ghosts? I don't like ghosts.
I mean, unless they're friendly.
No, Casper, I don't know. Yeah, like Casper. Like that's about it. Like, and I've never met Casper. So
exactly.
He might be, he just might be acting nice.
Exactly.
When the camera's rolling. He might be a complete butt.
Exactly.
You know.
Alternative motives. Yeah. Like, you never know.
He could be a mean person. Yeah. So you just never know. Possess yourself. Don't trust him. Don't trust him.
What is up, good people? Hope you're doing well. This is Brian Nam. You should hop on over to our Patreon and become a diver to receive exclusive benefits like early and ad-free access to audio episodes, monthly live streams with the founders of Dive Studios, including myself, and so much more. These episodes are made possible only by you, our divers. So thank you for keeping us going. We really appreciate it. It really does make a difference. You can join us at patreon.com/divestudios. Thanks.
Okay, last question. This is from TikTok. Subiz asked, if P1 Harmony was in the Hunger Games, Squid Games, or any survival game, who would win?
Oh.
Easy. Who would win? Ready? No. Come on. You know the answer to this. One, two, three, and we'll say it. It'd be awkward if we get it wrong. One, two, three. Soul.
Oh. Right.
Oh. Okay, oh. Why?
He's a strange kid.
We can't see what he's thinking.
Yeah, he's like unpredictable and like he has these weird like good survival like
instincts.
No, I don't even know if he's good, but I feel like if I was like go catch a duck for us to eat, I think he would actually go and catch a duck. Like give him a couple hours and I feel like he'd be able to do it. Like he's just like super like I don't know, like it's something about that kid. He's like, "Whoa, like this kid has like I feel like if he really wanted to try, I feel like he could like levitate stuff. I mean, like levitate
so
or like…
So he is a Jedi.
No, legit. I think maybe.
Wow.
If he really wanted to, I feel like he could.
Pretty freaking intense, dude. Yeah.
The kid's a little… He's strange. And that's why we love him. Because like he's like…
Yeah.
We don't know what's going on in his head.
He's our potential. He's our potential.
Our fans will know. Like he's a pretty strange
yeah,
kid.
Right. Yeah.
That's very funny. I would love to be… I don't know. I would love to see somebody locked in a room with him and just be thrown mission. Just to see.
Yeah, just to see how they
react.
Exactly.
Man.
We should do that.
We should do that.
It'd be fun. But I know he would be the one to make it out alive.
All right. The next Dive Studio special is P1 Harmony in a boxed room.
Right.
With just missions.
Right. Exactly. See who can make it out.
See who makes it out.
Man, that'd be fun.
I see a lot of those videos on YouTube though. Uh-huh. Yeah. I feel like it'd be fun.
Oh, wow. Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, that kind of wraps up our fan questions. We have time for like one or two quick games.
Great.
Before we wrap things up. All right. So the first one is word association.
Ooh.
So you're going to say the first word that comes to your mind after you hear these phrases. They're very, very simple. Very easy. 동시에 외쳐주시면 됩니다.
동시에요?
네. 네.
Okay.
All right. First one is… 기호.
Oh. Wait. I have to… Do it
for yourself. Yeah, oh, okay. I know it's embarrassing, but okay. that's the point. One, two, three.
What? Chill. Oh. What? What do you mean what?
Sorry, no, that's what he meant. He meant what? Like what?
기호하면 떠오르는 단어?
어, 그치, 그치.
Oh, then you said jail?
I said chill.
I'm sorry.
Not jail. Guys,
yo, you've been to jail?
No,
what
I think you are
do?
Gonna misunderstand.
Yo.
No, you guys, he's misunderstood.
My brain starts.
How long is it?
The first thing you think of when you say,
"Oh man,
Kyo,
jail."
Oh man.
Okay, so you said chill for yourself. Chill. What do you think of Kyo?
I would say chill too.
Okay,
chill. Yeah,
chilling in jail. Got it.
Great. Chilling in jail. That's a bar.
Next one is Theo.
Great.
Ooh.
Okay. You got it.
Ready?
All right. One, two, three.
Chameleon.
Freedom. Oh. Freedom and chameleon.
Yes.
Yeah. Hmm. It's right. Yeah.
I guess it could be similar.
Yeah.
Just like he just kind of blends into everything.
Exactly.
Go with the flow. Go with the flow.
Yeah. Right. Free spirited. Just blends into everything.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. He just kind of gets the vibe.
Mm. Alrighty.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Next one is Chung. But we'll do it separately. Just so… Because I'm like… Why are we doing the same time? Okay. Separately. So
Great.
I guess… We'll start with you.
Oh, great.
Chiyo, what do you think of Chiyo?
Very detailed.
Detailed.
Oh.
Yes. Okay. Detailed. Detailed. How about yourself? What if you summarize yourself in one word, what would it be?
Oh. Well, it's hard. I would say superstar. It's really hard to describe me in one world. Yeah.
Guys, that was hard to listen to.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love the confidence.
We love the confidence.
Yeah, I love the confidence.
I also named my phone a superstar, right? You know?
Yeah. If I try to airdrop something to him, it has to be like superstar.
Dreams come true.
You know what? I'm gonna steal that from you. I'm gonna change my phone.
It's like manifestation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Superstar. Okay, next one. Next person is Intak. What do you think of Intak?
Intak.
One word.
Okay.
Good.
I think golden retriever.
Golden retriever.
I keep saying animals, but golden retriever.
Golden retriever. Mm. Okay.
I would say passion.
Passion. Ooh. A passionate golden retriever.
Yes. No, but oh wow. That's true.
Right. Passionate it golden retriever.
Is he just very… He gets along well with everybody. Like
yeah.
Very,
he's just like a cute little fluff ball.
Like a puppy.
Yeah. Like he just like… Oh, he's like… and like just like very positive. Just a ball of sunshine.
All right. Cute
dude.
Mm-hmm.
Next person is Seoul. Seoul. Is this Seoul?
Yeah. Like Seoul.
Seoul.
Seoul yeah.
Right.
Seoul. I always get confused how to pronounce because they give it to me in English.
Right.
And then I'm like… I would read it Seoul.
Right.
But then in Korean it could be… Seoul. And I'm like, I don't know.
He can't even pronounce it.
Okay, so Seoul. We're going for Seoul. Sorry, forgive me, fans.
No, it's okay. He can't, Seoul can't pronounce it himself either. He's like, Seoul.
So he always says S-O-U-L.
Yeah, yes, it's S-O-U-L. It
okay.
Yeah.
So Seoul, what do you think of Seoul?
Strange. Definitely strange.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, strange.
And black hole.
A black hole.
Yeah.
In what way?
Dense. When he really like to.
I thought you called him dense. I was like, what?
No. Oh no!
I was like, okay, that's what it'll mean.
Dance.
But dance.
When he dances, it's attractive thing.
Right.
Yeah. 빠져드는.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. So you get sucked in.
Yeah. Stuck.
And I mean strange in the most nicest way possible.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're gonna make that a corner. Yeah. We're in a room with Seoul.
Right.
Please. All right. Next person, Jongseop.
Okay. Genius.
Genius.
Oh, me
천재.
Too. Genius.
Really? Yeah.
I feel like considering his age, like he's a genius. Like I feel like he's a prodigy. He really is.
Right.
Like, you know, he was on K-pop star when he was like twelve. He won K-pop star.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He won. Yeah, he got first place in K-pop. Like, how do you do that at such a young age? I don't know.
Wow.
He's kind of just like he's very mature and like kind of ahead of his own, considering his age.
Yeah,
yeah,
and super cool. Yeah, and he's always curious about everything in the world.
Yeah,
all right. I'll have to check out his old K-pop stars.
Oh, he's gonna hate this.
Please insert.
Right. Yeah, like a little bit of a
clip. Yeah. Good. Good.
Okay. Last one. Best midnight snack.
Yashik. Ooh.
Oh.
Oh shoot. I don't really eat at night. No.
I have one.
Oh. Okay. I have one.
One.
Jimtak.
Oh.
밤에?
Yeah.
Jimtak's good.
Jimtak's great.
I did a lot. I try to like stay away. But like… Jimtak is just great.
Okay.
Yeah,
I feel like Jimtak's good.
Okay.
Me… Fried chicken.
Fried chicken.
Oh.
Yeah.
With yangnyeom or no?
No.
Just fried.
Like, oh, 뭘 좀 안 해.
A little spicy. Crispy fried chicken.
Yes.
Awesome.
Bon appetit.
Do you have a favorite brand of fried chicken? Yeah, we don't care.
Oh. BBQ.
Uh-huh.
I love.
What's BBQ?
BBQ chicken.
BBQ chicken.
That's a brand name?
Yeah.
Yeah, brand name.
Oh shoot.
One of the biggest.
Yikes, sorry. Sorry.
이렇게 해서 어필해서 광고 찍어야죠.
그러니까요.
Yeah. BBQ chicken.
Right.
Alrighty. Well, guys, first of all, thank you so much for being here. It's been a lot of fun. A pleasure talking to you guys, getting to know you guys. Mm-hmm. And I hope this is the first of many conversations. Let's stay in touch.
Yeah.
And wishing you guys the best because I know you guys are still so babies. I know I'm so old when I say this, but like, like, you guys just turned one.
Yeah.
Right. You know, that's awesome. I'm so excited for you guys.
Thank you. I really
will be rooting for you guys and wish you guys the best. You guys are already killing it. So I'm
sure you guys will
continue to kill it and like make Anna Wintour really proud too.
Yes.
And
please,
you know, like all that cool stuff. I guess before I let you guys go, anything that you guys would like to say to our listeners, to your fans, people who are listening and watching online, go for it. This is the time. Anything you want to plug, anything you want to promote, whatever.
You know, being in America, we did a lot of stuff. So whatever we shot or did, please look forward to that. And you know… I don't know why that was funny. But yeah. And also like, you know, we're preparing for new music. And I feel like you guys should be able to expect something very, very soon.
It's going to be awesome.
Yes. And we're very excited for you guys to listen to it. So yeah. Please look out for new music.
Cool.
Yeah. Then thank you for welcoming us. And I was so excited. I'm so excited now. So yeah. We'll be back soon. LA State.
Amazing. All right, guys. Thank you again for joining us here at the Tailbox Show. You guys can, of course, check out the full episodes and all the highlights on our YouTube, youtube.com/divepods and youtube.com/divestudios. And you can please subscribe, rate, review, follow us on whatever platform you are listening to this podcast from. If you don't like ads, and nobody really likes ads, you can become a patron of ours at patreon.com/divestudios. And you can watch the TikToks that we shoot here today on our TikTok at the Dive Studios as well. What else is happening? I have a new song out. I have a lot of new songs out. They just keep falling out and I'm going on tour. So if you don't know that already, check it out, ericnam.com. And be sure to keep an eye out and an ear out for P1 Harmony's new stuff that I think is probably going to come soon. The way that they just said it. I didn't say it. They said it. Okay?
We said it.
Okay, so thanks, guys. Stay healthy, stay happy. And as you guys know, we have one last thing to do. And this is the tradition. This is a thing that everybody has to do. We ask our guests to improvise an outro jingle of any sort.
Okay.
So whatever you guys want to do, it could be a rap, it could be a song, it could be a scream, it could be a spoken word. We don't care.
Oh, really?
Just outro us from the show.
Okay.
Please.
Oh.
We have to like coordinate this though. I'll just start. Just go with the flow.
Okay.
Daebak Show.
Daebak Show.
With Eric Nam and P1 Harmony. Thank you.
It's going to be awesome. Thanks, guys, for joining us. Have a great week. Stay safe. And we'll see you next week on the Tailbox Show. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Outro. Thank you for listening to K-Pop Tailbox with Eric Nam.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.